Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You know, if you watch certain channels on cable, like HGTV or the Travel Channel, you might find yourself watching commercials like this.
Do you dream of living or retiring in a tropical paradise? Are you searching for a better, healthier way of life with less stress and more freedom? Are you looking for a safe investment opportunity in a proven and appreciating market? If you answered yes to any of these questions, it's time you discovered the incredible country of Belize. Belize is a peaceful, safe, English-speaking country with strong banking and asset protection laws. It also has a very low cost of living and is one of the world's last tax havens. Belize is a land of unparalleled natural beauty, a land of pristine rainforests with cascading waterfalls, lush jungle rivers, picture-perfect islands with powdery white sand and crystal blue waters. Best yet, this beautiful little country is only hours from the U.S. and is home to some of the best real estate opportunities in the world. So go to buybelize.com today. That's buybelize.com.
So maybe you've seen that or commercials like it for other countries. So let's ask, what if you want to retire abroad? Here with me now to talk about this and take your calls is Kathleen Petticord, the founder of the Live and Invest Overseas Publishing Group and the author of How to Retire Overseas, Everything You Need to Know to Live Well for Less Abroad. Hi, Kathleen. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Why does Belize, in particular, advertise for our retirees so much?
I love that commercial that you just played, and it does a good job of representing what Belize has to offer. Belize and a handful of other countries, in fact, are working very hard now to attract American retirees because they need something that American retirees have, which is disposable income. And so there are a handful of countries, I'd say Belize, Panama, Ecuador, Nicaragua, increasingly Colombia in particular, are trying hard to, in fact, advertise and market to attract American retiree attention.
I'm sure everybody's experience is different, but I have a cousin who did move to Belize, and he left after a few years because where he could afford to live, though it was a gorgeous spot, left him feeling isolated and without many people or much to do, and he moved back to the States. Is that a risk?
It definitely is, and it's, I mean, this idea isn't for everyone. And I always, my recommendation to people who are intrigued by the idea, you know, if your attention is caught by this, start by thinking about really, and this starts to sound quickly touchy-feely, but who you are and what you want. Start there, because exactly what you're describing is not impossible, that you make a move before you've really connected the dots between your priorities, your interests, the lifestyle that you want, what you want out of life. I was listening to callers a few minutes ago comparing, you know, city life versus lakeside living, and that, of course, is the decision you face anywhere you'd go in the world. So in Belize, you could retire to a place on Ambergris Key, for example, a little town on Ambergris Key, where there are a lot of American retirees already living there. And so you'd have a community to connect to. It's one of the biggest expat communities outside the States. Elsewhere in Belize, sure, you'd be very, very isolated and have little company, and that it would definitely not be for everyone.
So listeners, give us a quick call if you're thinking about or planning to retire in another country. Tell us where, tell us why, 212-433-WNYC, whether you're moving or considering moving because you want to get more bang for your buck or because you're looking for an adventure, a lifestyle change, new cultural experiences, more affordability, because you don't want to live in a country that might declare war on Iraq every few years, whatever your reason, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And Juan in Hoboken, you're on WNYC. Hi, Juan.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. What's your story?
Yeah, my story is I am from Spain. Mm-hmm. I lived in Spain, you know, 17 years ago. I went to Australia. I'm from Australia, moved to New York. And I left my country because, you know, just for an adventure. You know, I had a great job in my country, and I love traveling. So I came here a year ago. I love this country. I love New York City. I think as an European that I couldn't live in any other a place in the United States, and I'm planning to go back to Spain when I retire because, you know, I love working in the States. This is a place very good for working. But it's you guys, you have to learn how to enjoy life. You know, this is not a place for enjoying life.
I mean, love this idea. New York is a great place to work. America, Spain is a great place to live. By the way, I think I actually hear your Spanish Australian accent. You have one, don't you?
Well, the thing is, when I left Spain, I didn't speak one word in English. You know, all the English I learned was in Australian, Sydney. I speak French and I speak Portuguese, and now I speak English too. But the thing is, I got something from the Aussies that I understand you. You can catch some of my accent from there. But
absolutely, and then you're going to go back to Spain and you're going to say, "I used to live in New York," and you will have done the whole cycle. Juan, thank you, and good luck out there. And here is somebody who has done it. Alex is calling us from Buenos Aires, right, Alex?
Yeah, it's me. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Alex. So what's your story? Did you live your whole life in the States until you retired?
Yeah, I lived my whole adult life in New York City. I was born here originally in Buenos Aires, but my family moved to the States when I was 12. And I went to work for several companies in New York, and I became unemployed. And I thought, well, the only thing I had of value was my apartment, so I sold it in 2007 and landed here in 2008, and I've been here ever since.
What do you like about it?
Oh, it's just easy living. One expat I met here called it the slacker's paradise. It's very easy to live. You know, it's just very European, very cosmopolitan. It's a lot of free stuff. It's cheap. You can get a lot of return on your dollar. So it's very easy.
Alex, thank you very much. Good luck in Buenos Aires. And Pat in Maplewood has a report from Belize. Right, Pat?
I don't live in Belize. We have friends who have a house there, and they have their only concern, from what I can gather, is that as you get older, you have health care issues, and they I think Belize City has a really good hospital, but they have to actually take a small plane to get there. And I think it's about an hour away. So I think that becomes a consideration.
Pat, thank you very much. And Kathleen Petticord, you can't take your U.S. Medicare and get reimbursed if you're living in a foreign country, correct?
Exactly. Medicare won't cover you outside the states.
And so this is a big consideration when people are deciding whether to live abroad. Is the health care adequate?
It is. I'd say that's one of the top questions to consider when you start focusing on particular countries. You want to look at the healthcare situation. And frankly, unfortunately, that's not one of Belize's strong suits. There's a frankly decent hospital in Belize City. Outside Belize City, the healthcare is even less good. What many expats in Belize do is cross the border into Mexico when they need medical care. When they are, you know, if they have surgery or some critical need like that, they'll hop north into Mexico, which has very, very good medical facilities.
Mark in Manhattan, your retirement home shopping in Panama?
Yeah, I went down with my wife. She's interested in that. Soon I'll. Right now I'm sitting in the van delivering TVs on 39th Street and. Whatever tire. Well, I'm 68 already.
Wow.
Lived all my life on Horatio and Hudson.
Still delivering TVs.
Yeah. So now
so
she's
why,
retired.
Why
for rent.
Why Panama?
Well, that's what she looked up. So she's the one on the computer all the time checking these things out. We went down, flew to Panama City, then down to David. And rented a car and went up into the cloud forest in a little town called Boquete.
Where would you live if you do it?
Well, we'd have to get a rental. She says that you can rent a house down there for $400 or $500 with one bedroom. And that's a house, not an apartment.
What do you think? Are you tempted?
Well, she wants to go down there. I don't know. You know, I'm a New York City boy.
I'm your therapist now. Talk to me about you.
Well, I like it. It's a beautiful forest. She's into birding. And
what are you
into?
Into?
Moto, but I was depressed when I went down there and saw the condition the Indios were living in, who work on the famous coffee plantations. They live in little tin shacks with nothing, no facilities. So I went around when we were in the car, going up to the mountains, buying them things, giving them balls, footballs, and things like that. But as I say, we may not have any choice when I retire in a couple of years at 70. I'm already 68. And I can't live in New York on Social Security.
And that drives this decision, Kathleen Petticord, for a lot of people. I'm curious about the several callers who we got who were from the countries originally, though they live most of their lives here, and then moved down. Is that what a lot of the marketing is, too, because there's so many immigrants here from everywhere?
That was really interesting to me, too, to hear that in the caller's stories. And no, frankly, I hadn't really ever – I've been writing this stuff for almost 30 years, and I'd never thought of it that way. But it's an insight, I think, into what could be going on. I generally speak to the typical – what I imagine as the typical American retiree and had never thought of the original immigrant connection.
Jack, driving a taxi. You're on WNYC. Hi, Jack.
Hi, Ryan. Nice to be on your show for the first time.
Nice to have you.
Yeah, I listen to you all the time. Very good show. And
thank you.
As I said, I'm from Haiti, and I'm from the countryside, in the northern part of Haiti. Then I left the country. I was 23. It was the time of the Duvalier dictatorship.
Yes, glad you got out of that. So do you want to live here when you retire, or do you want to live there, or do you want to split?
Unfortunately, I want to go back home.
Why unfortunately?
Because I came here, I got everything except one thing, a good job. Because when I left my country, I got a degree in education and everything, but I never been able to be, I got problem with English at the beginning. I never been a teacher on a good position, a good job. I end up to be a taxi driver. For me, it's a frustrating job, and I want to quit as soon as possible. So,
Jack, good luck in quitting as soon as possible, having enough money, and then living more cheaply in your country of origin. Thank you. And Kathleen Petticord, thank you very much. Founder of the Live and Invest Overseas Publishing Group and the author of How to Retire Overseas, Everything You Need to Know to Live Well for Less Abroad. Such interesting stories from some of you about your process or about your decisions that you've already made. And Kathleen, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the chance to talk to you.
It's our family meeting about retirement on The Brian Lehrer Show. And up next, a retirement reality check for people of all ages, including how much do you need to actually retire? And when should you start an IRA rather than pay down your student loans? Stay with us.